Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you serious?
Yes, this is How to Kill an Hour. My name is Marcus Bronzy. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you in advance for killing some time with us today. I am joined by a very funny man. His name is Kay Curd.
Hello, how are you, Marcus?
I'm good, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, bro. A pleasure to be here. Better now that I've seen your face.
You get me?
Why am I acting like that? Yeah, I'm good, bro. Thank you. Appreciate you for having me on. It's been a long time since I've been on How to Kill an Hour.
Yeah, man.
Some of our most memorable clips from this podcast. I mean, let's not go down that road. But
you know, I love how humble you are. Every time you come on the podcast, you're just so humble, bro.
Listen, Funk Butcher won't give you that content.
I love it. Funk. When I invite Kay on the show, he's like, "Sorry, bruv." I'm like, "What? Sorry for the spike in listeners, bruv. I might crash the service."
Just, you know, might have to move over to Amazon.
Yeah. Hi, Spotify. Everyone, everything's okay. Okay, everything's all right.
Come on. Let's see you get them listeners in, Dev. I'm strictly come dancing to How to Kill an Hour. Yeah. We see you've made that move. We know where your heart is placed now.
Ooh.
Spicy.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Dev, man. Now on Global, on Heart FM. But, Heart, bruv.
What is the dial for Heart? 105.
I have not used an FM dial for so long. Who knows?
It's numbers.
Bruv, I don't know what Radio 1's thing is. Do you?
I think it's like 98 something.
That sounds about right.
98.7.
But I guess that's how radios work, isn't it? You go up to 98.
I used to love it back in the day. We were like,
yeah.
Inside up. And welcome to Kiss 100. We're going to be smashing out with Steve Smart later on. Well, that's awesome. I used to love it.
That's sick, man. So, Kay, what have you got coming up? Or what have you been doing lately that you can share with before we jump into some techie stuff?
Like most of the country, I've been in lockdown. I've been... but I did release a 20-minute mini special on YouTube at the end of last year. It's called 2020.
Yeah.
Very apt. And yeah, that's available to view. Got some nice little techie bits in there about self-checkouts and electric scooters, which I love. You can go and watch it, youtube.com/KCurd. What have I got coming up? I've got a podcast in development with a certain person.
Is it?
That's coming up. Yeah, he's you might know him.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, you might know him.
Nice guy?
He's all right. Yeah, huh? He's all right. Do you know what? He's self-starting, you know. He's motivated.
Yeah.
He's quite...
A wanker, basically. No, he does it himself. If no one does it for him, he'll do it himself.
It's great. And he's got a great afro. So, yeah. Of course, I'm talking about Ace. I'm playing around. It's Marcus.
Yeah,
man. We've got a podcast coming. And
something coming soon, bruv. In the pipe. What was it? In the lab. That's what we say on Instagram. In the lab.
In the lab.
Hashtag incoming.
In the lab. And I'm just trying to stay sane. I'm just trying to work out. And what have I got coming up? A six pack is what is coming up, bruv.
Yeah, boy, you're like the only person I know who's managing to look better during lockdown. But what I will say though is, Kay, honestly, thank you for keeping us entertained. Like, your TikToks, your reels, your Insta rants are just embodying, I'd say, lockdown in a way where I feel like you've got the balance. And I'm not just like putting my tongue in your ass because you're in the room and you're my mate, but like, I feel like some people in lockdown are too fucking serious. Some people are cracking jokes where I'm like, that's a bit silly, innit? But you're kind of hitting that balance of a little bit of information and a lot of funds as well.
Matt, I'll be honest, man, I'm just doing it to stay sane. Like, honestly, if I don't do something that makes me feel like I've been productive,
yeah.
I think for a lot of us during lockdown, this is the serious part, we sort of get into that rut where we think, what is the point? What is our purpose? Yeah. Why am I here? Like, I'm just existing. I'm not living.
Yeah.
So in order to get out of that, I sort of try and like do things that I find productive. So whether that be getting fit, whether that be making videos, it just means I'm doing something. Because when you're not doing that sort of stuff, it's very easy to get depressed and get bitter and get angry, and those are not emotions that I want to experience.
Yeah, but you are experiencing the emotion of giving yourself a fresh trim, bruv.
Yeah, I've learned how to give myself haircuts in lockdown.
So jealous. Equipment
and learn how to do it.
Yeah.
There was a few blunders along the way, but when you're in lockdown, no one's going to see you in it. Wear a hat.
Yeah.
Before you go on Instagram.
Yes. You've actually somebody who's gained a few skills during lockdown, like actual skills.
Yeah, I can't speak French yet or Arabic or like Spanish, but some people are like, I've learned four languages.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How have you done that, dickhead? Like, and it's.
Mercy bucket.
I'll be honest with you. My brother, he's a mad linguist, right?
Really?
So my brother, he spent a year in Russia.
Is he a cunning linguist?
He's not, yes. If you want to go down that. Yeah. He speaks Kurdish, English, Russian, Arabic, and Spanish. And he perfected his Spanish during the first lockdown. So every day he was on Zoom to like Spanish teachers and he was just speaking. And then he went into his room. Every time he was watching a Netflix series, it was in Spanish. And
I never thought about that.
He was doing was listening to Spanish music, and by the time like within 3 months he was just like
really
just talking Spanish, and it was like him and his Colombian teacher hit it off, so they just become friends. So they ended up just messaging each other and talking to each other, so his grasp of Spanish has just been phenomenal now.
So he could probably go to Colombia when things are blessed, and he'd be able to be enrolling with the Colombian people and speak with them as well.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He was very smart as well. He got a teacher from Colombia and he got a teacher from Spain. From Spain. That's what I meant to say. From Spain.
Yeah.
So he'd be aware of both accents.
Brother, I'm super impressed. I'll be honest with you. Like, the only time I would even think about consuming content in another language, because I think that's a really important thing. A lot of people say they use TV to learn another language.
The only
time I mess with that on Netflix is just for a laugh, like just to hear like what they do. I'm not laughing at the voices. Like, it's sometimes when they have a mismatched voice.
Bro, like, you see when I go onto his Netflix by accident, so when I click onto like his profile, there are Arabic films, there are Spanish films, there are Russian stuff I didn't even know existed on Netflix, right? Come up in his like suggestions, whereas mine, it's like, my Netflix thinks I'm black.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's just all like Fresh Prince, like Moesha, like, do you know what I mean? Like, Dear White People. And it's just giving me like black shows, and like, it's like Strong Black Lead. Like,
is that what you're getting? I was going to say.
And all of that stuff. And it's like Mo Gilligan's and everything, like Kevin Hart. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I get it. Like,
where's the Kurdish stuff, bro? Yeah. Come on.
Like, but because my brother watches all of that stuff, you go onto his, and he was like, the other day I saw something. I was like, what is this? He's like, yeah, this is a film about Iraqi security forces. I was like, what? Like, he's like, yeah, like, he's like, yeah, but you can tell this actor's not actually la la la. And I was like,
what? He can tell that they're not legit acts? Oh, mate, he's amazing.
No,
he's
like, he knows. So there's different accents in Arabic and stuff as well. So, I mean, this, I know this, but like in, so for example, Iraqi Arabic sounds a bit more harsh than Saudi Arabic. And then Egyptian Arabic has certain letters that, they don't have certain letters that other Arabic has.
It's okay. Weird,
like, the accent, it's just the way certain things sound.
So in the same way that I would say that I think a nice central London accent is quite sexy, and some people would say, not me, a Liverpudlian accent isn't sexy.
What
would you say is the most sexiest type of Arabic accent?
I don't know, because I can't speak Arabic like that, but a lot of people say, like, I mean, like, a lot. I think Lebanon does, like, dominate a lot of Arab culture.
Okay.
So a lot of singers are Lebanese, and a lot of films and stuff. So then you get a lot of influence from that and that sort of stuff as well. But you got to remember, there's 22 Arab nations, bro.
Yeah, man.
So they've got like, it is a wide market. And if you crack that market as well, you could be famous walking around Harrods and or like somewhere in Knightsbridge. No one knows who you are, but you are just balling.
But they know who you are when your credit card keeps carding, isn't it? That's where they know you are.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah. But yeah, that's he made me feel a bit like what are you doing with your time, bruv? He's smashing it.
Yeah. Well, cunning linguist. Yeah, I cracked that joke twice. Anyway, so...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, on the show, one of the things we like to do is talk about how we've killed some time. And you spoke about fitness. And one cool thing about fitness is that it's something that we can increasingly track more and more. And I think that's something we're going to catch on to, because the guys at Apple sent myself and Kay the Apple Watch Series 6 to get our hands on.
It's the product red ones as well.
Yeah. So does that mean that they donate a bit of the
I believe they donate 10% of profits or a percentage of the profits from any product red thing they get to the particular charity, product red.
Yeah, man. Very specific red color. And yeah, I like it, man. It's nice. Got the red strap on it as well. Optional too.
Yeah, it is really nice. And the one thing I like about the watches, right, even though you do get a certain band or whatever it is with it, they're very customizable. So if you do like, if you go into any sort of Apple store, or you go online, you could choose what band you want on your watch. You can choose what, you can choose them different lengths and stuff. Or you can even go like smart and get a leather one on it. Or you could go like and get like a Milanese loop.
Do you know what I mean?
One of the metal ones or whatever. So those things are like really, really cool. Cause you could, if you wanted to go out to a wedding or something, for example, and you're wearing like a rubber band, it doesn't really look nice with a suit, but then you can go and get like a proper metal one or a leather one and then wear it with your suit, and you can still track your steps and whatever while you're on the dance floor or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, man, 100%. I like the fact that, if I can go for a nice dinner, I can switch off the wrist strap for another one. But also, if I'm at the gym, I don't really want to be wearing some fancy metal strap.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather have a rubber one, sweat all over it.
I think for day to day, I really like the rubber band, because rubber strap, just because it's a lot more comfortable, a lot more durable, lightweight. And when you are walking around and whatever, it's just, I just feel like it feels a bit more.
Yeah. Plus, if you want to flex a little bit, and you can just make it match all of what you're wearing as well. I've seen some people doing that out there.
Very true. Very true.
So features wise, I mean, the ECG is something that was on the last version of the Apple Watch as well. But this time around, we've got the oxygen saturation, known as the SpO2. Now, I got to say this, Apple are really clear that they don't want us to use this as a device for like, which we lean on as a medical device when it comes to this. Yeah. However, I'm just going to say personally, at this moment in time, at this current climate, I'd like to keep an eye on O2 readings.
But Apple will say stuff like that because they have to.
Yeah. Right?
So when they go, the watch isn't waterproof, it's water resistant up to a certain amount. Yeah. But it's like, come on, bruv, you know I'm getting into the shower with it. You know I'm swimming with this on.
Yeah, 100%.
Because you've actually put the option there when I'm working out for swim.
So
like, you know, it is water resistant. It's not waterproof. They don't want you to use it as a medical device. However, you can get a lot of medical information on this watch.
Yeah, man. And I think it's super important, like in terms of health and safety, not just for like myself, but what Apple have done, and I'm going to talk about their ecosystem in just a sec, but like what they've really done in the last two iterations of the watch is they've not gone, it's got this, 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 and this sick. They've gone, this is safe. Like the fall detection, the SpO2, the ECG in it. I'm like,
do you know one thing though, right? Like, we're quite young and we're using this, right? And I think we're like young, healthy human beings and whatever. But I think if you've got like, I mean, there's news articles about people's Apple Watches saving their lives and stuff. I feel like for your mum or your dad or whatever,
100%.
If they wear one of these, I mean, the great thing, I mean, in America, they could actually literally send all the information on their watch and send it to their doctor. We've got a bit of a different healthcare system in this country, so it doesn't really work the same way. But I feel like all that information that you can gather, like from a daily basis, like your resting heart rate, the ECG and all that sort of stuff. If you've got all of that information and even tracking how much you sleep. All that information is quite useful when, for example, a doctor just sees it once you've sent it to them and they're like, well, you're not sleeping. Well, are you?
Yeah.
You're not doing that. Maybe if you get like, maybe you go to bed earlier, et cetera, et cetera. Do a bit of exercise. Your heart rate seems to be high.
Exactly.
All that sort of stuff. I feel like
that could save you medicine. Like, you know, you go to your doctors and you've got an issue. You think it could be one thing, like, oh, I've got, you know, deficiency or whatever. And your doctor goes, you know what? You've just been sleeping 4 hours a night.
Yeah,
you think you're
getting
10.
Exactly. Or also, there's times where it's like you think you're really active.
Yeah, every day.
But you're not, right? Yeah, and the doctor will be like, well, you need to be a bit more active. Yeah. You're not burning enough.
Exactly, yeah, 100%. And yeah, I mean, in terms of other new features, obviously, you know, we've got the always on autometer. Actually, what I want to spin around to is actually the sleep stuff. Because one issue that I've had in the past, or not issue, but a reason why I've not tracked my sleep is because of battery with the watch. Yeah. And I've always wanted to like make sure that I'd rather just charge it overnight.
Yeah, so
that's as a full charge. Yeah. But like they gave us some extra information about the battery this time around, didn't they?
Yeah, it's got fast charging. So it can charge up to like 80% really quickly.
So you could wear it overnight.
Yeah. Although I haven't worn it overnight. I think I wore it overnight once so far, just because I don't really sleep well with anything. Like, I don't even wear clothes.
Yeah. Well, you just totally.
Sometimes.
Any time of year. Even if it's really cold, would you rather put another blanket on and just.
Yeah, I'll just wear boxer
birthday
shorts.
Birthday suit.
And that's it.
Oh, okay.
Boxer shorts and that's it. Right. So I don't really like anything holding me. However, I did try it one night and I mean, look, it is what it is, but.
Yeah.
I think for it to be a more accurate readings, you'd have to wear it for a while just to see how you're going along. But I just don't feel comfortable wearing it.
Yeah. I mean, look, to be honest, I don't really wear a watch at night anyway. I take everything off. Obviously, some things that they threw in at the last for the last watch as well was other things for safety, just the hand washing. I think that's a nice thing to remind you when you wash your hands for 20 seconds, even though we need to do much more than that to be safe in this world, not just wash your hands. And another big thing is Apple Fitness Plus, a big thing, which I think was a response again to kind of people being indoors, not being able to exercise as freely as we did before.
Also, we've seen a rise in things like Peloton. For those that don't know, I mean, Peloton came in and they really changed the market. I think they were very smart because what they did was with Peloton, for example, they had like, they had celebrities and stuff. I know like people like Jamie Redknapp and like Freddie Flintoff and Rory McIlroy, they're on a Peloton, right? So they got a lot of these people involved in Peloton, gave them free bikes and whatever, and they signed them up. So they were doing like loads of classes at home and whatever, and they were smashing it. And what it did, it created a leaderboard, it created this sort of camaraderie where it's like, I'm faster than you on a bike and whatever. And it made people like invest in that. However, thing is, with something like Peloton, it is very expensive. The starting point is very expensive. Whereas what Apple Fitness Plus has done, it has made it accessible to everyone, right? Well, I don't have $1,500 to spend on a bike or a monitor just to tell me how to work out. However, and that being its sole purpose, like I might use it for an hour a day, if that, right? I'm quite active. So in terms of exercise, yeah, whatever, I'll exercise every day. Some people may exercise twice, three times a week. So for you to spend that level of money, it's very hard, right? And also having somewhere to put a bike, having somewhere to put a big, massive like monitor.
You need space.
Yeah.
You need space. You might have a one bedroom apartment.
Exactly. It takes up too much space. What Apple have done, and this is, it's why it's always great when people go, oh yeah, but Android came up with that first or whatever. And it's like, yeah, but Apple will find a way to take this concept and make it accessible to everyone. With Apple Fitness Plus, as long as you've got your watch and another Apple device, so I've got an Apple TV,
As soon as I connect to the Apple Fitness Plus app on my Apple TV, I can see a whole set of workouts, core, HIIT, there's some cycling workouts, yoga, loads of different workouts for different beginning stages and intermediate and whatever, different duration. So the other night I did a 10 minute core workout. I had 10 minutes. I was like, do a 10 minute core workout. Never done yoga before, done a 20 minute yoga workout. And there's a variety of different workouts. And what I love about it is, you don't need any equipment apart from your watch for a lot of it. Do you know what I mean? It's like the core workout, it's like nothing needed. A mat would be useful.
A mat is preference,
A mat would be useful, but like, I mean, who can't get a mat? It's like, whatever. And also, how in sync it is with your watch is crazy. So immediately when you go onto an Apple Fitness workout, the trainer will be there. And also, by the way, they've got like different profiles for the trainer. So if you see one trainer that you really like, you can just click on their profiles.
Yeah, sick.
Which is sick. Like, it's like, often when people go to gyms, they're like, oh, I like Debbie's yoga class,
Bro, we like people. Like, but you have a preference.
Exactly,
so it's nice. Yeah.
Exactly. So when you're on a workout, on the right-hand side, it's got your rings as they are on your watch.
Yeah. And the fitness rings, just in case you're not an Apple Watch, got an Apple Watch, is like these rings that close throughout the day.
Yeah.
If you do activities, if you do actual exercise and standing up. So it, like, you have these targets.
Yeah, three different rings. Yeah, three different targets. And so the idea is you close all of these rings every day. You close your targets every day. And those are up there on the right-hand side. So and then on the left-hand side, it's showing you your calories and your heart rate and everything. All the information that's usually on your watch on the screen. Now, that is really cool to me. I just feel like when you're watching it, you're like, oh, so this isn't just a video. Like, if you were to sign up to certain personal trainers, like plans or whatever, they're like, yeah, you get access to all my workout. It's just a video.
Instagram lives as well.
Yeah, it's just a video, right? Whereas this, of course, it's a video. Mm. However, you're seeing all your stats on there immediately, like in real time. And all you've got is like a MacBook or an iPad or whatever that you've connected your watch to. And the videos are in high quality, so it's not like you're watching an Instagram live workout where it's all dusty, the connection's messed up, the lighting isn't quite right or whatever.
Yeah. And you can download them as well, you know. You can actually pull them down, so if you haven't got any reception, you can...
Oh, I didn't know that. See, that's sick. And also, like, it's got different playlists on as well. Sick. Like, so as the playlist is on Apple Music is how it comes up. So even if you're watching it a year from now, that playlist will be current to watch on Apple Music now rather than what it was when it was recorded.
Yeah, man. So you said you tried out yoga and you tried out some core fitness. I tried out core fitness stuff. I tried to try some various levels as well, because they've got beginners.
Yeah, so I've only done a beginners at the moment.
Yeah.
But I think I've done it on days that already worked out anyway. So I will try something harder. But so far, like yoga, I'm a complete beginner. And I think this is where I think it will be really interesting, right? Because I feel like a lot of men probably have thought about doing yoga, but the idea of going to a yoga studio or the idea of turning up to a gym and going, hello, can I please sign up to the yoga?
Mm.
It's a bit daunting for men.
It's intimidating, yeah.
Yeah, it's intimidating because you're like, also people take the mic or whatever, like, oh, you're doing yoga. Whereas when you're on Apple Fitness Plus, you're like, right, do you know what? I might try yoga. There's nobody there judging you. You got your mat out, whatever. You do it and you're like, do you know what? I like that or whatever. Let me go harder. Let me go this. Let me do that. And I think it's a really good way to make fitness and certain different types of workouts accessible to a lot of different people. And I think that's where Apple have nailed it with this. The accessibility of it is crazy for the price of a watch. And by the way, we've got the Series 6s, right? But you can get the Apple Watch SE for a much cheaper price.
Yep. The Apple Watch SE is out there,
Yeah, it doesn't do this everything this does. However, you'll still have access to like a lot of fitness stuff, Fitness Plus, and you'll be able to use that, and that will be massively beneficial to you as well.
100%. I mean, and this is where I've got to say, there's a couple improvements that I'd like to see within Fitness Plus, but I have to say, it's a very solid product off the bat. Do you know what I mean?
For
the Mark 1, this is the first iteration of it.
Exactly.
It's only going to get better. I mean, this one gripe I have, I mentioned it before we press record, Kay. Maybe this is something that is, it's something Apple can do, but maybe it's a choice because of their ecosystem, is that I like being able to watch it on my iPad, my phone, whatever. But for example, we're in a studio now. I've got a TV screen up here, but we haven't got the Apple TV plugged in today. I'd love to be able to just cast it to my TV like I can with
that's
YouTube
just
and other
Apple,
stuff.
Isn't it?
That's a gripe I got about it. And you know, obviously I think this is less of a gripe, but I look forward to seeing more types of classes as we move forward in the future.
I mean, for me, I feel like
We're the possibilities are endless with this. Mm. Like, I mean, Pilates, you could get Pilates workouts and stuff that they might get on there. Boom. You never know, kickboxing, all of this.
Yeah.
Like the levels of stuff that they can put on there. And you never know, they might even start putting live workouts and stuff on there as well. They might be like, look, this week it will be so-and-so. I could see celebs getting involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Not that that matters, like on a certain, on a thingy level, but
yeah.
I feel like they may start working with massive influencers and stuff as well to like bring the people who you like follow, if you're into fitness, bring them on board and like, you know, do collaborations with them as well, which would also be something incredible. But I feel like it's just while we are in lockdown and it's looking like we are going to be spending a lot more time at home, if you are looking to get fit and you've saved a bit of money on gym memberships and stuff, for the price of that, buy an Apple Watch and you'll have access to a whole library of workouts from people that know what they're doing, and you'll be able to work out really safely.
You can sign up for a fee that's definitely less than a gym membership every month and you get all of that access to that content.
And I think at the beginning you get a 3-month free trial.
Yeah, there's a 3-month free trial at the moment. Yeah. We're recording this at the start of 2021. 3-month free trial. Try it out, man.
I'm not here to sell you it, but I just feel like it is quite beneficial. I was very skeptical about it because, you know, I'm quite active and stuff as well. I'm like, yeah, bruv, weights every day, weights in the morning, weights in the evening. But this has been really eye opening for me.
It is, man. And also one little thing, I don't know if you noticed, and this is the thing, right? This is Apple got me. They touched my heart, you know. They use ASL at the start and end of each of their classes. Have you noticed they do a little bit of sign language?
Yes.
Just started no one asked them to fucking do that. No one asked them to do that.
Yeah.
But they just said, you know what? Let's start to move in the right direction.
I noticed it when they were saying thank you.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah.
Why not?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Who else? What other brand do you know that's at least? Rightly so. They're only saying a couple of words. So if you can't lip read, cool. But they're trying.
But it's hard for them when they're doing an activity. Ooh. So for example, like a core activity where they're telling you to bring your arms out wide and stuff.
Exactly.
That is quite hard. But when they do have their hands ready to use, they're able to do sign language, which is great.
And I think that's an important part of being in the ecosystem. Now, I think Apple this is where they're always a step ahead. Yeah. They get you into the brand with the products, but now they're starting to make it a lifestyle choice. Yeah. I think this is where they're at.
Yeah, absolutely. One other thing about a watch that I really love, I found having a watch makes me a lot more productive.
Really? Go on.
Yeah, so traditionally, right, I was very skeptical about having an Apple Watch. I mean, I wasn't really a fan of any sort of watch technology because of what's it going to do. But yeah, but being able to look at my watch and immediately, one, knowing how many degrees it is outside.
Oh,
because you've got different watch faces, right?
Yeah.
And I like it. It's got my calendar up on there immediately.
Yeah.
It's got the time, the date, and it's got the time of the day, and I've got a shortcut for my heart rate, and I've got a shortcut to see what my rings are at. But it's also the idea that I can get a WhatsApp message, I can see it come up on my phone, I can read it and be like, all right, great, that needs replying to now, or that needs replying to later. Same thing for emails, same thing for text messages, etc. I can see it and go, all right, I can, rather than picking up my phone and going, let me reply to that, and then going, right, let me go on Instagram, let me go on Twitter, let me go on TikTok or whatever. I don't need to do any of that stuff because immediately I see that. And if my hands are like tied, I could just reply to it there and then, or I can, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's been great where I haven't missed for certain phone calls from people that I've needed, because I'll get a phone, someone will call me, say, for example, I've left my phone on charge upstairs and I'm in the kitchen.
Mm.
And then I see the call and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to answer that. I'll press it. Press answer, I'll be speaking to them on my watch, like on loudspeaker on the watch. And then as I'm going upstairs, and then I pick up my phone and then it hands over seamlessly to it. And I feel like that's such a great feature on it as well.
And if you want to spend a few more, Bob, you can get the GPS, the cellular version, which means that you have a digital SIM card in it, so that if you are disconnected from your phone, so for example, if I want to go for a jog without my phone, I can make calls, I can send calls and texts, but I can also listen to Spotify, I can listen to podcasts. You can pre-download stuff to your phone, or you can stream stuff down as well. And I think that's
but
a
also
nice,
for people to understand that, though, you would need to pay an extra fee on top of your normal phone contract. I think we were like, in the UK, I think it's about £5 or £10 a month, depending on the data plan that you go on.
Yeah.
But Yeah, it is quite useful. I had the previous situation is I had a Series 4 and it wasn't, and it's not GPS. It was, sorry, it was GPS.
Yeah, not cellular.
It wasn't cellular, it was GPS only. And I forgot my phone at home. And I only noticed it when I had my watch when I was walking the dog, and I was like, I saw the little logo at the top saying, which had a phone and it had the cross between it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I haven't got my phone on me. And it felt weird, but at least there were still certain elements. I could still look at on my phone. I could still be like, all right, that's the time, that's whatever. And it was still recording my steps and stuff, which is great.
That's all good, man. Yeah. So yeah, have you got any improvements that you think they should make to the watch, or have you got any like things that you think Apple could do better moving forward?
Do you know what? This is always what makes me laugh, right? People are always like, oh yeah, but new phones, they don't really make any improvements in them. And I'm like, what more do you really need in a watch? I mean, sorry, in a phone, for example, right? Yeah. You've got a camera, you go on the internet, you can take pictures, you can make videos, you can edit, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At this point in time, I think we've reached, as far as a phone in this form, as in a rectangular block of metal, I think we've reached the end point with it, right? The next iteration of that would probably be something that you just put in your ear.
And, in your hand. Yeah, it's in you. Yeah, exactly.
You see what I'm coming from? Yeah. Like, it's like, that, or like it's a hologram thing that you, whatever, but then you think about how useful is that really? Like, how tangible is that? The idea that I just go on a hologram and go, maybe we're not ready for that. Now with the watch, you're talking to somebody that thought, but I don't need a watch. I think the one thing that they could improve is, and this is like me being really picky, is when I get a WhatsApp or I get a text or whatever. I mean, cause I think on text you can already see a video or whatever, but you can't play it. Right. The moment I can start playing videos on here and stuff that people send me, I think that'd be incredible. I mean, you're allowed to, you can see photos when they arrive on iMessage, just not on WhatsApp yet. And that's probably due to like third party apps and whatever. But when you got texts and it comes up and you can see the picture, you're like, oh, that's cool. One feature that's already really cool as well that I really like is the camera being able, you can see what the viewfinder on here, you can see what's being done on the iPhone camera. So you can take pictures discreetly if you like, or if you're not
of yourself,
or if you're not a pervert and you want to take selfies and stuff. I took a really cool one a while ago with my dog in the woods.
Yeah.
I was with my dog and I was like, I want to take this really cool photo here.
Yeah.
I put my phone down and I just took it on my watch and it was like, it gave me 3 seconds so I could
tell your dog to look at the camera.
And, we took the photo. But there's not a lot more I could add. I mean, it'll be the same things I'd say with a phone, more battery life. And I'd also want, I think, probably a bit more durable glass at the top. I would like the videos, being able to play videos and stuff on there as well. Yeah. I mean, going forward though, I could see certain people wanting to play games and stuff on there. I wouldn't want to.
Someone smart will work out a really fun game you can play on your watch.
Yeah.
You know I mean,
yeah.
It'd be something.
But
kind
I mean,
of fun
there's certain things that are quite fun, like with a walkie talkie.
The walkie talkie's jokes as
well. It's fun to use it when you're like in a house with your mates or whatever who've got Apple Watch. Like,
Only people I trust. Because sometimes if walkie talkie's on, you could just have your phone blurting out something like
that. Yeah, exactly. But there's not much I can think. Is there anything you can think of?
I mean, really, I think, like I said, obviously, more battery just because that would be convenient, like not having to remember to charge it every night. But I think they've really like worked the Apple Watch into the ecosystem so that for me, it's now something. I was the same as you. I was like, and I've said this on the podcast before. Before I got the watch, I was like, what's the point, man? It's just a small iPhone on your wrist, isn't it? What's it really going to do? But now all of the health and fitness stuff, the metrics that you can measure, the fact that you get the SpO2 level, you can get the ECG information, all of that stuff together.
I don't like working out without my watch now because
it counts the calories.
Yeah, it counts the calories. I mean, I don't think any calorie counter is massively accurate, but I use it as a guide to see how well I did in comparison to yesterday or as a target for myself.
Yeah.
And what I'm capable of. And I also like the competitive function where you can compete with somebody who has also got an Apple Watch and you can see, like I share my data with a lot of people that have got Apple Watches.
Yeah.
And I can see what they're up to. And I can be like, that's terrible. You get a notification when someone completes a workout and you can like tease them or whatever.
You laughed at me for doing an 8-minute walk or whatever one time because it turned on and I went for a short walk and then turned it off. And then you were like, Huh? 8 minute walk, bruv. Come on.
Yeah, so this one, yeah, I like the fact that you can compete with people because I get super competitive and I'm like, all right, cool, I need to beat this person. Everything. I think I'm hold on. I think I'm actually currently competing with somebody. Mm-hmm. So it ends today. There's a maximum of 600 points available on a daily basis. I've hit 600 points 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. One day I didn't hit 600 points. I hit over 5. And today I'm on 431 at the moment.
There you go.
So I'll probably hit 600 by the end of the day. But there it just makes me mad competitive. And it's a great way because if a couple of you are trying to lose weight together.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could be like motivating each other. Come on, man, you haven't moved. You ain't closed your rings today. Get a move on. And it's a great way. I think the main thing with fitness for a lot of us is accountability.
Yes.
And that's what it provides.
Accountability and measuring.
Yeah.
You got to at least try and measure
progress.
Your food.
You want to see how you're progressing.
Exactly.
So fitness, I think fitness stuff is bang on. Productivity stuff, bang on. And in terms of connectivity with the ecosystem, I'll be hard pressed to find a watch, I think, that's going to be better than this from any other.
If for me to find a better watch now, I'd probably have to switch my laptop, my tablet, and everything. Yeah, even little things.
There's a feature you didn't mention there.
Yeah, like the password thing. Like, did I mention that? Like,
no, you didn't. Yeah. So when you open up your MacBook,
it opens up because I got the watch on.
Yeah, so it knows, and you get a notification on your watch saying we've opened Marcus's MacBook Pro.
Yeah, and I'm just like, why now when I have to put a password in, I'm like, ew.
Yeah. And also in this post-COVID world that we're in, Apple Watch is also the Apple Watch from, Pay. It's had it at the beginning. Apple Pay.
Yeah,
so you could pay for stuff with your watch. You can go on the, and it's so much better. You don't need to get your card out. We know the features of Apple Pay already. It's a lot more safer than putting in a PIN number or your card or whatever because it hides all those sorts of metrics. It encrypts it and all sorts. So, yeah.
Good stuff. All right, there you go. Apple Watch Series 6. I mean, look, thumbs up from myself and Kay at How to Kill an Hour. And that was editorial. We're not being paid by Apple, just to make that clear. That's all come from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah, genuinely, like, if something was terrible, I'd let you know. But, I think a lot more of us should wear the watch. And I just feel like, everybody's watch can be so customizable as well. Not even from the outside when we're talking about the bands, but even the watch faces inside.
Yeah, man.
So you can make it unique to yourself a lot more than you can with your phone, I feel. So,
You can express yourself with it.
Yeah, man. Just get it. I think it gets a lot of us more active. And if you fall, it lets you know. Like, it let me know when I fell in football.
Yeah, that's a really good thing. So they built that in. Was that Series 5 they built that in? So yeah, if you fall over, it has full detection.
No, I think it was Series 4 they built in.
The automator, like, if you fall over, it says, did you have a fall? And if you don't respond, it actually calls emergency services.
Within a certain amount of time,
Do you know what? Now, getting an Apple Watch, I think a couple of mates got it for their nans, actually. Getting an Apple Watch for an elder relative or someone who's at risk, again, during lockdown, it's quite safe. Anyway, that's the Apple Watch Series 6. If you want more information, we'll put links to those in the show description and also for Fitness Plus as well. Just quickly before we get out of it, Kay, a little bit of what's going on in the world of tech. E-scooters must follow the rules of the road.
Listen, now, man, I hate electric scooters, right, with a passion, right? If you haven't seen my stand-up bit, Marcus, I'll give you...
Can you play a clip of it now?
Yeah.
Younger, you thought to yourself, right, 2020, we're all going to be dressed in silver. I don't know why, we all thought we were just going to look like tinfoil, right? Like, I thought, you know, we're going to have flying cars, all of that nonsense. You know the closest we got to that? Grown men on fucking electric scooters, bro, right? That's the closest we've got. You'll be at a bus stop, there's one prick called Tarquin and just going, in a fucking helmet. Like, what are you doing, bro, right? I don't even know why you'd get one of those. Like, it's not exactly a sign of sexual prowess as a man. Do you know what I mean? Like, what have you got? An electric scooter? Like, ladies, just by a chair, how many of you would fuck a guy on an electric scooter? Exactly. See that? Some of the girls turned around like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? No. Because all you're basically saying is I'm too unfit for a bike and I'm too poor for a car, innit? Like, what would you even possess you to get one of those? Were you in the middle of Lidl? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, nah, because you know what Lidl's like, innit? They'll have an electric scooter next to 40 plums. And you're like... Looks like a fucking good deal that does, like. And there you are with a brand new fucking scooter and some plums on your way home, bro. Looking at the guy on one of those mobility scooters going, I could beat him, you know,
So there you go, man. I don't like electric scooters, man. It's just pointless, like walking around Lidl with one or whatever. I just driving around. I just find them very. I just feel like you can walk, or you can get a bike or something. Just like you don't need. Fine, you got a scooter. Why does it need to be electric?
Laziness.
Yeah, it's just yeah. It just defies the whole point of it, right? It's sort of, I feel like, very faddy, like Segways were.
Yeah. Oh gosh, can you imagine those?
Remember the Segways or whatever
we call them hoverboards. Why did we even call them hoverboards?
They're just like crazy little inventions, like that. People, it was fun for like a summer. Right? Do you know what I class them as? They're like adult yo-yos. And I mean that because remember when yo-yo was so popular for a while when you were a kid?
Yeah.
And then as you got older, I mean, sorry, after one summer it was done. And then it's the same thing with Segways. For one summer, everyone's like, oh my God, Segways. And then they started banning them, I feel like, in a lot of places as well because, like, you can't. Yeah, it's just hard to, like, regulate them.
Yeah, well, in the Isle of Wight, a woman has been the first person, we think, to be banned from UK roads for drink driving on an e-scooter. So, the magistrate told Kaya Jordan that it was the same as a moped, the same and basically in terms of the rules of the road, she was breaking the rules. She was a 20-year-old. She hired the scooter after drinking with some friends, and they're saying that fines and penalty points will be handed to e-scooter riders for jumping a red light, using a mobile phone, riding the pavement, and that moving forward.
But do you see things like this? I think it's I think like places like the Google campus and like, you know, certain cities they've got proper planning. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Urban planning.
Ecosystem for it, yeah.
And it, like, you know, they might have separate roads for it, separate paths and whatever. And for those, I think it's great. Imagine being able to rent an electric scooter, would take me from here to here.
Mm.
I get it for that. I mean, if you just want to be really quick, if you're in a park or whatever, it's like, here's the e-scooter lanes. If you want to get from this end to the other end, boom, there you go, whatever. Cool. But I really sympathize with the dangerous aspect of it. And I just don't think... I just don't think they should be allowed because, again, some people ain't wearing helmets. And if you're driving and you see somebody just pull out an electric scooter, it's a bit scary and stuff as well. So,
I have a bit of sympathy for, like,
I'll file them under trash.
Yeah. I'm not a sausage kid. I have a little bit of sympathy. Like, I think a couple of my morning runs, I've seen a couple of people that are going to work and they've got high-vis vest on, they've got helmet, lights on the scooter, and I'm like, it's that or getting on the bus. And I can understand in a way that somebody might be like, I don't want to get on public transport because of the current world situation.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if you see somebody who's in shorts and a t-shirt and a baseball hat backwards and they're zinging around cutting up the road,
just
come on, mate.
Just grow up.
Yeah, 100%. So that could be the end of scooters eventually. I mean, at the moment, the hire companies are still there that are providing them.
Disgusting.
Really?
I don't think they look good, man. It's like, when have you seen a scooter and go, oh my God, that looks beautiful? You know, with cars or motorbikes or whatever, there's a certain level of engineering.
Je ne sais quoi.
You know what I mean? Sexiness. You look at it, there's different cars, you go, that one's nice, whatever. Yeah. Scooters, they all just look ugly. How much stuff can you, like, what can you change with a scooter?
You can't have like a low rider scooter like you'd have a low rider bike, you know, or a rally.
And it's just, and majority of the time it isn't safe because it's not like it's got its own sound system or whatever in there. You've got to put headphones in, so you may not be aware of what's going on around you.
Yeah, forget that, mate. That's not safe at all. But yeah, there you go. So people are getting nicked for drunk driving on mopeds. But anyway, look, we've got to shoot off now because Kay and I have been working on another project, which I can't wait to share with you. And we've been recording for hours, man, and we got stuff to do today. This has been How to Kill an Hour. I've been Marcus Bronzy. Just before we go, you can find me on social medias at Marcus Bronzy, Bronzy. At How to Kill an Hour on all social medias. Where can we find you, Kate?
You can find me at Funk Butcher if you didn't like what I said. If you actually hated what I said, you can find me at Dev.
Yeah, there you
D-E-V.
Go.
And if you really dislike what I said, it is Nick Bright DJ.
There you go. You've removed the whole at sign.
No. But if you liked everything I said today, my name is K Kurd, KAEKURD. Follow me on everything.
Yeah, check it out, man. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Bless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.